This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ron McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we are again, Minnesota calling. We're up here with the state bird, which is the mosquito. And what is that other bird? Is it a bird that's called a loon? Or is that just me?
No, it's the state bird.
State bird is the loon. And sometimes I feel a little bit loony. And we're coming at you live next couple of hours on the Robert Scott Bell Show from the Trinity School of Natural Health. They have a naturopathic conference. It's called the Symptoms Event. And it's training the naturopathic the students into some very hands-on techniques and going through the body and different things that guide the traditional naturopath into how to assist you and your body to recover, to heal, because it is you that is ultimately the healer. Your body, your connection to the vital force, that's something that is ignored by allopathic medical doctors, unless they step out and become naturopaths as well. Distinction here is important to be made. Naturopathy is, it's been around a while, but in the course of the 20th century, naturopathy has been engulfed and devoured or eliminated because of the Flexner Report of 1910 that basically established what was a legitimate medical education and what wasn't. What kind of medical school should be endorsed, should be funded, and what should be eliminated. And, of course, it was based on the oil monopoly of Rockefeller and also Carnegie and their need to promote an agenda of monopoly medicine in the 20th and now 21st century that would promote only petrochemical, patented, synthetic substances approved by what I call the Fear and Death Administration, FDA. I'm just setting the stage, folks. I want to welcome you to the show. I know, like, it's intense. He's going through history. It's already started. What's going on? Well, I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to have Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. She's also been through the Trinity School program, and we're here at a live event. And, Roseanne, you went through the naturopathy course, and you were doing it kind of distance learning, and they had a different way as well to get through it. And you had to write a whole thesis to get there. So this is a little bit of a different experience we're witnessing here.
Yeah, this is great. I mean, I did do one workshop, but you, as a student, you have the opportunity to do a thesis if you're inclined to writing and researching, which I was. I had done a previous master's degree in environmental health science. So I had done the institutional learning program before, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, I just want to be home, raise my kids, and I can do this long distance. So it's really a program that allows a lot of people at different stages in their lives to pursue what their dreams are, what they
right.
want to do.
There are gifted healers out there right now listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show that don't have any official designation, and that doesn't make you any less of a healer. But sometimes you want some form of a formal education to kind of put that healing energy that you have into something. And naturopathy is pretty broad in how you can say, you know what, we're doing like reflexology right now. Paul Bertero, my good buddy from Synergy Science, is here, Echo Water, and has been going through this with me. Paul, your impression, because it's a wide variety of options if you become a naturopath. You don't have to do one thing. You can do all of it. But you can maybe, you're drawn to one thing over something else.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge proponent for knowledge in general. I think learning and continuing to learn and continuing to understand every aspect you can about the body that you have, mm-hmm. and the soul that you have, the spirit that you can have access to gain truth and wisdom.
Yeah.
I think the more we understand, the more the picture is clear to us. And you can understand more and more and more the more things. And so I love it. I love the fact that we're sitting here and someone's talking about reflexology and they can sit. Here's what I do when I'm treating patients, and they can show you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tricks to the trade, or what I call pearls of wisdom
from
the professionals.
Nice. Yeah.
And that's nice. I also like the idea that Trinity has made it possible for people to be able to access this information no matter where they stand, no matter where they are in the world, and no matter what their lifestyle allows them to do. Not everyone
right.
can take a week, unplug, come and sit here 9 to 6 every day.
Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful experience, but not everyone can do that. And
sure.
so like Roseanne said, she had children. And listen, is there any higher, more sacred calling than being a mother? I don't think there is. So imagine her being able to do that
mm-hmm.
and gain the knowledge that she wanted to serve as many people beyond
right.
her children as possible. So I don't know. Maybe that answers your question.
Yeah, it's really a love of learning. And I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of people here, this type of program draws people who love to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even after I got my degree, I mm-hmm. went out and continued to learn. I didn't just stop based
yeah.
on what I learned here. So we just continue to do that and bring more information,
mm-hmm.
more knowledge, and then spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're this group is part of the backbone
Absolutely.
Infrastructure of the country that's growing in natural health.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
And I think about the collapse, the inevitable collapse of allopathic medicine. It's always going to be there. There's always going to be an aspect of it. But in terms of its monopoly status, no matter what the Republicans and dunderheaded Democrats and all of them do or don't do, that system is built on a false foundation,
mm-hmm.
and it's not affordable over the long haul. They can keep printing money until the whole system is done. And then what? What happens then? And I see the folks coming through this program, and Roseanne, what you've done, because you've also written a book called Nature of Healing. You're working on a book on the thyroid, right?
Yes.
These are the kind of things that will help people tap into their own inner healer and bring it out so that they won't have to rely on a system that probably doesn't even help them at this point other than to medicate them.
Well, let's be honest. Prevention is not a part of our medical establishment. And I think that's where we're missing the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You look at other countries that are spending less per capita on healthcare. You look at other countries that have a more of a longevity. It's because they are focusing on common sense, which is prevention.
Yeah.
You know, you can't eat donuts all day long every day and expect to have the energy that you want or to whatever. You can have a donut here and there.
We did yesterday. We ate donuts all day.
Yeah, I know. And I feel fine. No, just kidding. So the reality is...
Yeah.
Prevention is critical, and mm-hmm. teaching, I think knowledge is what brings about the actual ability to perform prevention, you know, and that's what we need, is to be self-reliant.
Yeah.
We don't need to rely on others to tell us what to do so that we can be healthy or sick. We need to have
It doesn't mean that we have to become an expert in everything, but there's certain things you are drawn to, you can become an expert in, and
yeah.
when need to, you can draw on the expertise of others that, in a practical way, are strengthening your understanding of your own body and your ability to help it, as opposed to taking your ability away, right?
Some
of the experts in our monopoly system kind of keep that knowledge from you. I've got the exclusive connection. You have to come to me, and it's like a demigod scenario. So we're going to talk about that today. Education's a lot on our mind here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, live from Minnesota at the DoubleTree in Bloomington. Roseanne Lindsay, my special guest naturopath here, she's come through the Trinity School, yes, and Paul Barrettiero as well from Synergy Science, and of course, you know, the Echo Water. Super Don, you got your ears on, because I haven't talked to you in a few days. We've been so busy here in school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield, back to school, Paul and I.
Yeah. No, you're always busy at these things, so it's okay. I just wait, you know, you send up a signal flare now and then, I notice.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, here in Minnesota, we in Minneapolis, Paul and I went on a nice walk around the Lake Calhoun yesterday after
Wonderful.
The session, 3-mile walk, great. It was hot and windy. For them, they couldn't handle it. We're from Florida most of the time. It was great for us.
I was like, this is the greatest weather ever.
It was beautiful. And then we went to a place called the Tiny Diner last night.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the picture, but two big giant heads, Paul and mine, in front of the Tiny Diner. And they had like a lot of farm to table. They have their own organic gardens. They have a bee bee colony up above on the roof.
And solar.
Solar paneling, and just really, really great. And we had, I forget what we had, but there was also a rhubarb crumble at the end.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, it was man, good. Was that good. Yeah, yeah, so you can indulge a little
bit. In fact, I'll tell you, this morning, what was the first thing Robert said after he said, good morning?
What is it?
Some strawberry rhubarb crisp would be great.
Great right now. It would be great breakfast. And in fact, just to let you know, I haven't eaten anything today. I got up and I had some green superfood mixed into that kefir type water mix, right? And I'm going strong. I feel pretty good. I'm not even hungry at this point. I've just been drinking Echo water as well. And I have my Yerba Mate tea with dandelion in it.
Yep.
And it just tells you if you're minerally proficient, you can get through half a day before you need to eat necessarily. This is what they call intermittent fasting.
Right.
I couldn't do that years ago before I knew how important minerals were in the food instead of pesticides that displaced them.
Right.
Yeah, you're bringing the light into your body when you remineralize your body. And I think a lot of people with blocks and congestion, disease, they are so intoxicated with heavy metals and chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis in our food, air, and water. And this is the problem of disease manifestation. We are eliminating our minerals when we do that, and we need to remineralize. And then that boosts the immune system. And if you have a strong immune system, you can, you know, defy the odds of getting sick.
Yep.
Amen to that.
Well, there's an article here Superdon sent us, and it's in the show notes today at robertschatbell.com. It says, chemotherapy may spread cancer and trigger more aggressive tumors, warned scientists. And this is in the Telegraph in the United Kingdom. This is not an alternative media site. And it's a stunning revelation as to what we've been saying as naturopaths, homeopaths, as holistic health healers, you know, the technology in water with echo and releasing the hydrogen, how we're looking to remove the toxic and chemotherapy. It's not therapy. It's chemotoxicity, interference in the function of the body, and how even as they attack and target what they call the bad, evil cancer, how they're destroying the rest of the body and making us more vulnerable for more aggressive forms, much like antibiotics, which I also call chemotherapy, creates the so-called superbugs, more aggressive and dangerous forms of bacteria that we're less able to address from an immunocompromised scenario or position. Now, we're about up on our first break, guys. I want to talk about this. And Roseanne, we talked off the air, I think, at one point you had mentioned this massive influx of synthetic chemistry on our planet, in our bodies, in our children, in our pets. And it's almost so overwhelming, it's a wonder that we're alive, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to take it also to the energetic level. What does this mean about our freedom spiritually? Right? Because I believe our quest to heal is a spiritual quest as well. You guys up for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you are. Super Don, you too?
Oh, sure.
You yes, better sir. Be. All right. We're on a break. We're back from Minnesota after this.
Is that what you're doing?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, special edition as we start our broadcast week for Minnesota, and we'll be here through Wednesday for the naturopathic seminar with Trinity School of Natural Health. And right now, Roseanne Lindsay and Paul Bertero, my guests and co-hosts, I shall say, as long as they want to hang out with me, they're welcome. Super Don, make they sound good. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. And we were just talking about the acknowledgement in mainstream media of failures of chemotherapy, or even worse in this case, chemotherapy may spread cancer and trigger more aggressive tumors, scientists warn. And this is around 55,000 women diagnosed with breast cancer in Britain every year, and 11,000 will die from their illness. Many are given chemo. But again, the acknowledgement that even if they claim success with chemo interventions, they end up with ravaging worse forms, apparently, of the cancer, forms of cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do we see in the failure of this, and where does it lead?
I think you talked about this with a previous guest, if I remember a previous show, where this chemotherapy goes after the tumors, but it doesn't go after the stem cells. It actually invigorates the stem cells, the cancer stem cells, to proliferate.
Then you get smarter stem cells.
Exactly. So this is cancer creation. Chemotherapy is cancer creation, and we need to reevaluate. We need to really become clear about what's happening here. This is an opportunity to see what's working, what's not working, and then maybe go in a different direction.
Well, I would say so, but I don't know that message is. You know, even as they publish this in a mainstream newspaper, and it's on based on mainstream science, peer-reviewed literature that they come out with this, yet the overreaching, powerful, if I can call it that, forceful mandates of government, you know, to limit access to the kind of things like here we are learning in naturopathy, non-invasive, non-toxic therapies to enhance immunity, right, and allow
right.
the immune system to succeed in its job, which it normally is, to keep cancer at bay or eliminate it altogether. Yet, I don't see that under anything our government in the United States is doing, much less in Britain, is opening up and promoting that, despite this acknowledgement of the failure of chemotherapy to cure cancer, much less its inevitable conclusion, which may be worse.
Yeah.
I think this is an example of showing us that government lies to us. How much clearer can it be? If we believe the government lies, then we need to know that we need to start creating something new. We need to take it to in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we not doing in Western medicine? We're not connecting the dots between body, mind, soul, and spirit. We're not looking at all of our gifts. We're only looking at the physical. The visible spectrum is only 0.0001% of who we are. This is the failure of Western medicine. We're not opening up to our light bodies, mm-hmm. that our emotional bodies, and the bodies they don't talk about that connect us to our spiritual self, that is actually the true healer. We are here as a spiritual body with mm-hmm. in a physical form, and we're not addressing that part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you talk about dumping chemicals onto a beautiful temple, a beautiful creation that's just like, you know, emanates light from creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we go, hey, you know, we got to put that fire out. Wait, that's the fire of God. What mm-hmm. are you talking about? You want to mm-hmm. chemically suppress the ability to be, you know, I don't want to use an army thing, but be all you can be. You know, they probably came up with that with a lot of practice. But the idea is, what are you here to do? Maybe, I mean, I guess we have been given the freedom to choose things like that. But, of course, many of the people that are choosing to go for chemo are doing so based on extraordinary fear that has been kind of blanketed above them,
right.
over them,
right.
to keep them from, I guess, source of source in this, to make what I would perceive to be a better decision about how to proceed.
Well, because if they were given a choice, they wouldn't make that one. So they can't give them choices.
Mm-hmm.
They can't educate with truth and transparency. They can't do any of that because then it ruins a system. And the system is simply money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so unfortunate about it, is that it's not about healing. It's not about prevention. It's not about securing that individual's life for future at all.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. The part that I dislike about medicine so much is the fact that they don't ever address lifestyle being a contributor. They simply go, oh, it's hereditary.
Yeah.
Blame your progenitors. And, you know, so hate those that birthed you,
right.
because that's the fault, right?
Right.
It's just, or it's Wednesday and the barometric pressure was this and you drank a soda,
yeah.
or whatever. and now you got cancer. It's the way it works. And I wish that they would simply teach, look, it never happened on one day. You've been working your way to cancer for 10 years, mm-hmm. and this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reverse that with some
right.
very simple lifestyle changes.
And also, again, you talk about the freedom to choose. There are schisms in all healing arts, including naturopathy. There mm-hmm. are allopathic naturopaths mm-hmm. that want to dominate and diminish what we're doing here mm-hmm. as traditional mm-hmm. naturopathy. We're going to talk about it more when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, who wants some healing? We got it coming out of our ears.
Yeah.
Or our vocal cords, our voice, right? And thyroid book coming out from Roseanne Lindsay. That's going to be awesome, because a lot of women with thyroid problems have lost their voice, even though they can speak. But we've talked about that, in fact, here at the Naturopathy Conference, where they mentioned that, because there are some practitioners that have been practicing for a long time, and they say, you know, whenever we see women in particular, but men too could be, with thyroid issues, is often they feel like they have no voice. right? Have
well,
you seen that?
It's like it was my own experience, and I think a lot of people here are here because they've had their own experience. They've had a challenge of something in their life, personally, with their body, with their health, and they work through it and realize we can reverse this, and it's so much more than just looking at the physical. And for me, in my own reversal of profound hypothyroidism, I discovered that, okay, I was trying to prevent this. When I saw it happening in all my friends, I was saying, this disease is not going to have me. And I was purposely preventing it by supplementing myself, eating clean, and suddenly I end up with the most profound and severe form of it. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? This is a message for me. It's deeper than what I'm seeing. I have to go beneath the surface. And I discovered in my journey and, you know, going into meditation and listening, not just always trying to find information, but listening and doing, you know, yoga practice and being more physical and connecting with my body, that, you know, we have to connect the dots in our own body to understand ourselves. And I found that I was not speaking my truth. It wasn't that I wasn't speaking up sometimes, but I was allowing other people to speak for me in certain cases, but most of the time I was not speaking my truth. And I felt that urge to speak, and I would suppress it. And so it's just like what Western medicine is teaching us, is when we suppress symptoms, we suppress emotions with drugs, we limit ourselves, and we push something down. Like if you're ever in a pool and you're pushing down this big ball of air, what happens? You can only do that for so long. The resistance becomes greater and greater. And suddenly when you're not looking, the moment you're not looking, it comes up and slaps you in the face. And this is what exactly is happening with thyroid disease in women. Women are giving more than they're receiving, allowing themselves to receive. They are looking out for everybody else but themselves. They're not speaking up. They're not speaking their truth. And they have a voice just like everybody else. And when they discover this voice and they start releasing it, you're removing a block. You're removing an energetic block. And this is what we're talking about the energy body. When we neglect the energy body, we neglect the predominant part of ourselves, because our physical body is manifested from the energy body. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we realize this connection, we can go to a whole different level of ourselves and see that we're multidimensional, and that when we heal the emotional, we listen to our feelings, we feel our feelings, we work through those emotions, we explore those emotions, we are connecting to our spiritual body. Mm-hmm. And from that, you can do anything.
Right.
Reverse disease.
Which is, you know, exactly what they're talking about in Congress right now. Everything you just said. Not.
Right.
I mean,
and
you know,
national television.
And, yeah, exactly.
It's nothing to do with Russia.
And every commercial on the evening news promotes exactly what Roseanne Lindsay just said about healing the
love
spirit.
Yourself.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the message is coming out, the medicine coming out from everything that's considered mainstream, which is interesting because you have all these tributaries that lead to the mainstream. Mm-hmm. But if all the tributaries are polluted, the mainstream is going to be quadruply, I mean, because it's all feeding into that. And, you know, it's like, where are you getting your water, right? Are you taking your water, your nourishment, your even your the spirit that you're taking from toxic and polluted people that have just ideas that are hateful or maybe in ignorance? I don't know. It depends on who you are. But you look at, again, this chemotherapy study, and you're going, people are poisoning people for profit, under the guise of helping them, and they're now acknowledging the toxic medication switching on repair mechanisms in the body, which ultimately allow tumors to grow back stronger. What? I mean, we're supposed to be curing cancer, right? Because we're scientific. We're the higher institutions of learning. We're the research universities. And we're killing people. We're devastating their immune systems. And so it's like we're living in two different worlds at the same time. How is this parallel track happening, right?
Well, in me listening to Roseanne, because I think she's a beautiful person, I know she's a beautiful person. So from the time we met her at Autism One, I remember that. That was for me the first time. Well, having a wife that had hypothyroid, and I love her with everything that I am. And the reality is she didn't start to have relief from that until she loved herself. And I think that there's learned behaviors in this life, especially for women. And I want to pick on women, but men are treated differently when they're growing up, and women have a different role. And unfortunately, sometimes the mother is sometimes the worst offender. And let's just be honest, and, you know, it is what it is. But sometimes they're taught to be subservient. Sometimes they're taught to that their value comes from the service they give. Well, the problem with that is if love is not part of the service you're giving, it's better not to give service. That if you're giving service because of a need to be needed, or because that somehow has become your identity, you are on a road to self-destruction. And the reality is, in my opinion, is that when you are coming from this identity crisis, not truly understanding that I should do the things I do because, A, I want to, and because I love it and the person I'm doing it for, to whatever level, and I can apply forgiveness. I don't have to hold on to things. And I can, that includes myself. I can forgive self. I can love self to a point where now I can give service with all of me. The problem is if we don't do that, if we're holding on to things, anger, if we're holding on to resentment, if we're holding on, and that includes ourself, if we're not truly accepting our own validation from us because we are, not because we did stuff, not because we can do stuff for other people. I am a son or daughter, and therefore I am wonderful. I am great. I am, you know, and if we come from that place, then we won't be in opposition to our own body. But I think what happens is when we start to lack self-love or hate self, and I know that sounds strange because people don't understand they hate themselves, but they truly do. But when we start that process, then we become in opposition to ourselves, and our body starts to let us know, hey, why are you hating me if you want me to serve you? Mm-hmm. I love you. Why aren't you allowing me to do that? And, you know, it becomes this contentious relationship of self-love for the physical body, you know. And I think plastic surgery, I think the whole industry just leads people to not like themselves and not be appreciative of what they came out of the womb with. So it's my own philosophy, but I have watched many people self-destruct on a daily basis simply by hatred of self and others. And your body cannot handle that opposition because we are loving or should be loving creatures. Mm-hmm. And when we stop that process, then our system starts failing. That's what I believe. Anyway.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the fear-based society we live in leads us to that.
Absolutely.
That idea. And we need to, I think, look at these situations and diseases and skyrocketing situation of health in this country, of disease in this country, as an opportunity to start some thinking differently and to use it as a way to try to get into more of our spiritual self.
Yes.
And bring in the light, because it's with the light that has so much information and so much, it leads to the love.
Mm-hmm.
And love is creativity on this planet.
Right.
And when we can create with love, anything is possible.
Which year or semester in medical school do they teach about love and light? I just want to know. I mean, like you said, I can acknowledge and admire advancements in technology and emergency trauma intervention on allopathic side of medicine. Mm-hmm. But when they divorce themselves so totally from the vital force we talk about in homeopathy, innate intelligence, they talk about in chiropractic, you now have disconnected yourself from source.
Yeah.
And the real healers embrace that concept that we are spiritual beings. We're much more than physical bodies. And again, this is something that's not being discussed anywhere that I know of in government, where they're talking about making, how do we regulate healthcare different? How do we get people covered different? None of that is part of the discussion. That's why I'm so, you know, I asked that parallel track question. It's like we're living in two different worlds. There are people that have no inkling interest at all in anything they're doing down there in Washington, D.C. about health care, because we know how divorced it is from real health care.
It ain't going to matter anyway.
Right. And so, you know, that's why I said this with a parallel track. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're probably going, yeah. What are you guys talking about? I don't hear this anywhere else, right?
Right.
But this is really the heart of healing. That's
why. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. This is why I want to encourage folks to, you know, if you have that inkling to say, I want to help myself, my family, I want to help others, I want to learn, there's a way you can do it like you did, Roseanne. I didn't have to leave home. I didn't have to unload the kids. I could still do this at my own pace. Or if you can, an opportunity to join in a student like session, that's great. And there we make the transformation. No permission required. We don't need influx from federal government or the state. Just get out of our way and allow us to do, by God, what we are well, we have a right to do by our birth. Now,
we were created to do.
Exactly. We were created to. We have a question of the day coming in from Penny. She says this, and Roseanne, I'll ask you this if you have a perspective on this. What is your opinion of using food-grade diatomaceous earth for minerals like silica? It's an interesting question because we promote whole food nutrition, right, silica from a food source. And I don't know, if I look at where diatomaceous earth comes from, like you know, the White Cliffs of Dover, right, the diatoms, we don't go there typically and spoon it off and eat it and expect to absorb.
Just lick it.
So I'm saying I realize there's a reason for diatomaceous earth in the GI tract, but I don't think it's for bioavailable silica.
No, that isn't our go-to food source normally if we had a choice. So, like you said, food first, supplement second. If you want to use it in addition to the food source for silica, you can. I like to use diatomaceous earth in cases of parasites. And if you're looking at people with parasites, which there are plenty of them, I mean, we live in a parasitic culture, so yeah, energetically we're going to have parasites. We can get rid of those parasites pretty quickly by, I have a concoction I like to, like a 2 tablespoon or a tablespoon of diatomaceous earth with a teaspoon of activated charcoal, and you mix that with water before you go to bed, and you do this every night for several weeks, and you will eliminate your parasites.
Awesome.
So we have an option there in terms of, Penny, your question about silica. It's not a dietary source necessarily for full absorption, but it has other medicinal, did I say that? Medicinal uses. Yes, it does. We've got more questions coming up this hour. And next, we've got Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, and you can find her at natureofhealing.org. Paul Baratero, my good buddy, he's set up a page there called robertswater.com. We'll dump you over to SynergyScience.com, right? Mm-hmm. Where you'll learn all about the ecosystem and molecular hydrogen. We'll get to talk about that, too. Maybe we'll hear from a naturopathic student or two before the end of the show as well. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, great discussion on air today. Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. We got Paul Bertero from Synergy Science, Echo Water. Paul and I are going through the naturopathic program here to report to you about why, I feel it's so imperative that those of you who are sensing the need to be healers more overtly, to come out and say, you know what, traditional naturopathy may be the road for me. And it's very wide and almost all encompassing. It's not invasive. The thing is, if you go through allopathic naturopathy through some of these big schools on the West Coast, you can actually vaccinate, you can prescribe antibiotics, you can prescribe prednisone. I'm telling you, that's not naturopathy. Now, that's not me saying I want to ban those naturopaths. I just want to say, wear the label proudly that you're an allopathic naturopath, but leave the traditional naturopaths alone.
Would that be an AND you want?
Allopathic, not AND. They should be ANDs, right? ANDs. So here we are, and yet some in those groups are wanting to say, you naturopaths coming through like Trinity shouldn't be allowed to use the word naturopathy. Or doctor, which it precedes allopathic naturopathy. This is the real naturopathy. This is not me saying there's no place for them, but it's them saying, oh, we now are the only ones.
Right.
That, to me, takes that negative turn.
Well, here's the thing that bugs me, but I know it's not going to change, but I just want to rant for a moment.
Go for rant.
You know, why are we calling other medicine conventional? And why are we calling this alternative? When we know this predated the nonsense that's going on every day in our world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did we not just learn that 5,000 years ago they were doing all of this? So isn't this traditional medicine or an alternative is going and getting chemo? That's alternative, actually.
Yeah, it's not a good alternative, but it's an alternative,
yeah,
right?
It's, 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 yeah.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, it's such an interesting twist of truth how things happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have another question of the day before we wrap up our first hour. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. This is from Nikki. Hi there. I have so many questions, but I know I need to keep it brief. I listen to your podcast on the way to work each morning. So people listen to the archives, right? They download it into their things. It's awesome. Do you have any recommended doctors to see in Minnesota? I also follow The Truth About Cancer and Dr. Batar, Dr. Jockers, but I don't have the means to travel, so it would be nice to find someone local that can just get me going on the road to better health. I haven't been diagnosed with anything yet. Well, other than ADHD, I don't take any meds for it. Thanks all for all you guys do. I love listening, Nikki. Well, Nikki, that's a great question. And Roseanne, I want to defer to you first because you're in Madison, Wisconsin normally, although you consult from all over the world. But I'm sure there are healers available in the Twin Cities because this is a place where our friend Diane Miller set up a safe harbor for all kinds of healers.
Exactly. This is a hotbed of homeopathy, actually. You could find a lot of homeopaths here strong in Minnesota. I think they even might have had a school here a while ago. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, for homeopathy, this is the place to be. I'm sure there are naturopaths here, too. I do see people outside of my state. We can, you know, Skype or talk.
Well, and you visit this area because you have family in the area, too.
Yep.
So if there are people that want to reach out to Roseanne Lindsay, you go to natureofhealing.org, and there's contact information there as well.
Yeah, thanks.
And do you want to put out your number? I don't want to put it out there if you don't want to.
You can call me at 608-575-7573.
Say it again.
A lot of sevens in there.
Yeah.
608-575-7573.
7573. So, Nikki, that you could reach out to Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath as well. And, again, a lot of homeopaths. If you go to, like, one of the local co-ops or loads of co-ops here or health food stores and you ask, hey, do you know any homeopaths? Do you know any naturopaths? That's a way to go locally. And, you know, ultimately, you do want to find someone who knows them personally so you can have some semblance of an experience because, you know, certain naturopaths might not be the right resonating energy for you, right? There are all kinds of different folks that have different focuses or foci. So that's another option as well. I don't know if the National Health Freedom Coalition, like you and Diane, you're on the board as well, has a disseminating point for healers that are in the area or not.
We should. That's something
that would be nice.
There's a Minnesota Center for Homeopathy that they can look up and go from there.
Okay. And I want to acknowledge, since we're here, Governor Ventura, whether you liked him or hated him, he did one of the most amazing things as governor. He signed into law the safe harbor provision that Diane Miller helped put forward that allows all healers in Minnesota to be able to hang their shingle without fear of being charged with practicing medicine without a license. Now, it doesn't mean a naturopath can hang a shingle and pretend they're a medical doctor. That's not it. It's you know, you just are truthful and honest about who you are and what you do, and then you weren't going to be able to be just thrown in jail willy-nilly because you did something different than the allopaths who want to poison you. All right, y'all. You ready for another hour?
We're ready.
This was like one of the fastest hours ever.
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 Spirit's flowing here.
It's all Roseanne.
Roseanne, we blame you.
Robert.
Oh, my God. Super Don. All right. We got a lot more healing to go. We're going to hear from a naturopathic student who's also a flight attendant, why she's here, what she's doing, and why you can do it, too. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is
yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017, special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.